for emergency use could come as early as today. A committee of independent expert advisors to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration voted Thursday to recommend the use of a vaccine developed by U.S. drug manufacturer Moderna, 1 week after federal regulators authorized the first vaccine for emergency use. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence has joined the list of Americans getting the COVID-19 vaccine. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
I didn't feel a thing.
Pence, his wife, and Surgeon General Jerome Adams took the shot in a live TV event aimed at reassuring Americans the vaccine is safe.
Building confidence in the vaccine is what brings us here this morning.
While Pence has taken an increasingly big role in selling the biggest vaccination campaign in American history, President Trump has stayed largely out of sight, puzzling many aides who see it as a missed chance to take credit for developments expected to finally contain the pandemic. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Slovak Prime Minister Igor Matovic said Friday he'd tested positive for COVID-19 1 week after attending an EU summit in Brussels. The summit is believed to be where French President Emmanuel Macron caught the virus, leading a host of European leaders and top French officials to rush into self-isolation. The government's press department told AFP Matovic had tested positive Thursday and had since canceled all his events. President Macron said Friday he was doing fine a day after testing positive for the COVID-19, but he was working at a slower pace while convalescing. Macron said he would stay focused on France's response to the coronavirus pandemic and to Brexit. For more on these and other stories of the day, visit us at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. British and EU negotiators plunged into the final hours of their scramble for a post-Brexit trade deal Friday, deeply divided on the highly charged issue of fishing rights. The UK will leave the EU single market in less than 2 weeks, and time has all but run out for any agreement to be approved in time to head off a severe economic shock. The Prime Minister and the head of the EU are supposed to speak within 48 hours. At least 15 children were killed when a motorbike laden with explosives blew up near a religious gathering in eastern Afghanistan Friday, according to officials. The children had gathered at a home in Ghazni province to recite Quran verses, a regular activity on the Islamic holy day of Friday, when the blast happened. Violence has surged in Afghanistan in recent months, despite the government and the Taliban launching peace talks to end the country's grinding war. Bulgaria said Friday another Russian diplomat would be expelled, the latest in several such cases, after prosecutors opened a probe against him for spying on U.S. troops in the EU member states. The foreign ministry said in a statement, quote, the Republic of Bulgaria declared persona non grata, a diplomat from the Russian embassy in Sofia, and gave him 72 hours to leave the country, end quote. A citizen journalist detained in China after reporting from the COVID-19 ground zero of Wuhan faces trial later this month, her lawyer said Friday, as fears grow for her health. Zhang Zhan, a former lawyer, traveled to Wuhan in February and live-streamed her experiences on social media. Paul McCartney says he's keen to get vaccinated against COVID-19. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
When asked by the BBC if he would get a coronavirus shot, the 78-year-old McCartney said, yeah, I will. And I'd like to encourage people to get it too, because with this, it's much more serious. The ex-Beatle also downplayed the likelihood he'd go on tour next year to support his latest album released this week, McCartney 3, saying it depends on how successful virus countermeasures are. He adds he'd love to play at Britain's Glastonbury Festival in 2021, though he's sceptical organisers could stage it, given fears of a COVID superspreader. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Berlin's International Film Festival said Friday it was postponing its February 2021 edition as the coronavirus pandemic continues to take a brutal toll on the global entertainment industry. Usually Europe's first major cinema showcase of the year, the event will now take place as a strictly digital event for industry players in March, with its competition for the Golden Bear top prize to be held online. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. This is VOA News.
It's VOA. One more.